Following the NFL's upholding of Brian Branch's one-game suspension, the Detroit Lions are focused on covering his absence and preparing for Monday night's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is your Sports Minute. Regardless of Juju Smith-Schuster's provocative blindside hit, Branch knows his conduct was inappropriate and unprofessional. It was an emotional outburst and a dumb mistake on the part of the talented young athlete. While the lack of penalties assessed on the Kansas City Chiefs is one of the league's worst-kept secrets, Branch nonetheless wound up hurting the team with his suspension. His absence from the lineup comes at a time when the Lions need him most. Even before the slap scene around the NFL, the team had a lot riding on the Tampa Bay game. Last year, the Bucs were one of only two teams to defeat the Lions during the regular season. Despite a 13-6 Lions lead at halftime, Tampa Bay went on to win the game by a score of 20-16. Now the Bucs, 5-1 record, leading the NFC, and Baker Mayfield topping the list of MVP candidates, Detroit has plenty of work to do. Losing one of Detroit's elite defenders before such a critical game doesn't help. However, as Campbell points out, quote, "There again, my job is to move forward here. I know this. We don't have him. We don't have him. I mean, we'll figure it out. Shep," the Lions defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard, "we'll have a good plan, and we'll talk about what we need to do, and we'll have a plan ready, and we'll be ready to play Tampa Bay." Local high school football scores from last night. Ann Arbor Skyline 29, Marlette 22. Croslex 38, Yale 17. Armada 42, Imlay City 0. Midland Dow 50, Lapeer 0. Elmont 43, North Branch 14. Saginaw Valley Lutheran 49, Tawas 0. Cass City 42, Ubley 6. Unionville Seaboing 45, Sandusky 14. Carroll 36, Vassar 24. Saginaw Michigan Lutheran 26, Reese 18 in overtime. And the game you heard right here on 102.1, Harbor Beach 20, Elkton Pigeon Bay Port 6. This is your Sports Minute.